Welcome to the Children's Law Podcast, brought to you by True North Child Advocates, where we believe that advocacy is the answer. Hey, everybody, this is Angela, and we are excited that you are with us today. And I'm excited to have with me today Shannon Felder. Shannon has been the training director at the National Association of Counsel for Children since about April, right, Shannon?
Actually, February, but still really new.
So since February, and Shannon's here today to talk to us about the upcoming conference and some other exciting things going on at the NACC. But before we get started, Shannon, you want to just kind of tell us a little bit about what led you to the NACC?
Sure. I am extremely passionate about children. I always have been. And so even in law school, I served as a volunteer guardian ad litem, did my undergraduate in education because I wasn't sure if I was going to teach or go into law. Ultimately, went to law school, did well, and went into litigation because that was kind of the shiny gold carrot, right, coming out of law school. But it didn't take me long to kind of realized that I definitely wanted to be involved with children. So I represented lay guardians in my home state and then spent about a decade representing the agency in my home state. Mm-hmm. The aspect of it that I loved the most was the training aspect, whether I was training lay guardians or training attorneys and paralegals that I supervised or training the case managers that worked for the agency. And so the opportunity to work for NACC, which is the premier organization when it comes to advocating for children in the child protection system, I was just super excited to be able to join this amazing team and to train all over the country and improve outcomes for our children and families.
Well, it does sound like the perfect job for you, and we are glad to have you at the helm of the training. With that, why don't we talk a little bit about the conference that's coming up in August? Maybe just give us the basics so our audience knows what's coming, and I'd like to put a plug in at the end as well.
Sure. So we have a dual conference, and it starts with our on-site conference. This year, it is going to be held in the beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. I've never been there, but I am so excited about going there. It's August the 12th through the 14th. And so our theme for our 47th conference is working together, working differently, justice, compassion, and new tools for modern advocacy. And our premise is basically that if we truly want the child protection legal system to look different, we have to be different. And so it's really designed to challenge us as practitioners in the field to examine ourselves, examine our practice. And so there will be a lot of skill sets that you'll learn, but there will also be a lot of time for self-reflection and self-improvement as individual practitioners.
Well, that sounds like an excellent theme for a conference, and I am personally very excited. I have to say I spent the bulk of my adult life in Florida and Georgia, but I happen to live about 40 minutes from Salt Lake now. And a plug to all you folks in the Southeast, the dry heat thing is real. So August in Salt Lake will feel like a relief to all of you. It is truly beautiful, and you're about 35 to 40 minutes from being able to get into the mountains and actually cool off at night. So I would just say if you need a break from the summer heat, this is a great place to come. It's part of the reason I ended up out here to begin with. Back to the conference. So I thought it might be interesting to talk a little bit about what's going on pre-conference as well.
Sure. So our pre-conference is absolutely amazing. I will be conducting a Red Book training for those that have not previously experience that. Our Red Book is, I call it the Bible of Child Welfare, right? Because it gives you everything you need to know, start to finish, in this particular field. And so we'll be conducting that training. Also, we will have our Children's Law Office Project convening. We're really excited. Our Children's Law Office Project, it's hard to believe, is in its 20th year. And so we're really excited about bringing together leaders from children's law offices across the nation to really have a time of networking and a time of retooling and learning and expansion. And Angela, I know you and Jim Walsh are actually presenting at our Children's Law Office project convening. And so we're really excited about your presentation on new approaches to recruitment and training and retention. Really proud of the work that we're doing at NACC to try to make sure we have the next generation of child welfare practitioners. And I think your session is just spot on with that theme.
Well, we're very excited, and I will say I have been part of the Children's Law Office project since really the beginning, and it has come such a long way. And I think what we're most excited about in that presentation is not only the opportunity to present what we've learned, but really to glean from the room to pull all of those really excellent ideas. We know everybody's doing great things out there, and to be able to bring all that together and share it with one another and let the law office leaders talk amongst themselves. I would just say again, if you're still on the fence about coming to the conference, this meeting is really a special opportunity. It's really the only chance, and that's why I loved it so much, was that once a year I knew I could sit down with my peers and talk through and ask what they were doing, what was working, what wasn't. So that's really kind of the gist of what we're going to be doing in our time in that meeting, and we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. And I would just add at the end of the Children's Law Office Project convening that evening, speaking of lovely Salt Lake City, we are doing an Exploring Compassion and Connection Through Nature hike. So if you're in attendance, you can sign up. This is a separate sign-up event. Of course, we've got limited capacity, but it is a guided hike through beautiful Salt Lake City mountain areas. And so I'm really excited about the opportunity to enjoy nature while continuing to connect.
Yes. And if you live at sea level, it is in particular, it's a really nice opportunity to get up in the mountains and just see a completely different area. So yes, that hike will be beautiful, I'm sure. We are excited. I know you're also having a career fair there, another opportunity to help connect potential children's lawyers.
Yes. So, as I said, we're really excited about the work that we're doing to try to ensure the next generation of child welfare practitioners is exposed to the field and has opportunity. And so we are having a career fair. Different children's law offices, agencies, parent attorney representatives can sign up and can actually be there. We will have students. I'm really proud of the fact that we have a free student membership to NACC. We have chapters on campuses at various law schools. And so we've promoted this through our student membership, through our campus chapters, and we're looking forward to opportunities for potential employers and new attorneys, or even those who are looking to transition in the field, to have an opportunity to connect and to learn about one another.
Well, that's great. That's a great opportunity. So, all of you out there who are looking for new lawyers for your office, this is a great opportunity to connect with potential candidates. So, hope you guys will all take advantage of that. Before I move on to what else NACC has going on, is there anything else about the conference that you wanted to add?
I am really, really excited. I can't even begin to talk about all of our breakout sessions because I will just say, as we curated the content for this conference, we really wanted to make sure there was something for everybody. So, whether you are the children's attorney, the parent's attorney, representing the agency, whatever your role is, guardian ad litem or representing a guardian ad litem, there's something at this conference for you. I'm also really proud of our commitment to centering the voices of children and parents in every aspect of what we do. So most of our sessions have been both developed and will be delivered with the voice of lived experience. And so I think it's going to be a really refreshing perspective embedded in everything that you learn and do at the conference. Just to kind of give you an example, our opening plenary is entitled On the Threshold of Change, and it's focusing on a mindset shift, really, right? One of the things that we talk about is when you've worked in an environment for a certain amount of time, you become very aware of all the challenges. Yeah. Sometimes when you're inundated with all of the challenges, it makes you a little cynical when you're talking about possibilities. And so it's really focusing on the mindset shift from we can be good for children and families, not less bad. We can actually be good for children and families. And so it draws from the work that was done by the Youth Law Center with Jennifer Rodriguez, the California Youth Connection, and the Institute for the Future to design new futures and reimagine approaches to transition for youth in care. And this session is really going to highlight the important role that we can play as lawyers and advocates in co-creating promising futures for our youth. And so we're just really excited about kicking off the conference with that type of mindset shift or challenge for us to make that mindset shift. There are so many other things. We're talking about early legal advocacy. Mm-hmm. Of course, with the new rule that allows 4E funding for early legal advocacy. We've got a plenary that really focuses on looking at representation for families and ancillary legal matters. I'm also excited, another one of our plenaries is talking about legal issues in modern legal advocacy. And we have some of our Red Book editors, leaders in the field, such as Professor Josh Gupta-Kagan, Professor Vivek Sankaran, Professor Melissa Carter, all coming together, really talking about the trends that we are seeing when it comes to both trial and appellate advocacy as it relates to systemic change. And they're going to be focusing on legal trends in early legal advocacy, as well as new trends in advocacy around permanency. So we're really excited. Like, I could go on and on. I'm so excited about this conference. Like,
yes.
If I start talking about individual sessions, this would be a 45-minute podcast.
That's right. So. I'm really, it all sounds great. I'm really interested in the mindset shift one because I do think it certainly feels like over the last few years there has, and maybe it's just in the world in general, everybody's so good at pointing out what we're not doing well and focusing on that, or focusing on long-term trends and saying, are we really doing anything any better, and questioning it all. And I love the idea of really encouraging people to believe that, yes, we can be better than, you know, we can make that big step into excellent representation for kids and families and not just focus on these little tiny shifts. And so I think that's a really wonderful way to kick off the conference and get people in the frame of mind to receive some great ideas.
Absolutely. And I'm also excited because one of those areas where people have very strong feelings is the use of technology. And so we are going to explore that some at the conference. We'll be talking about AI and child welfare or child protection practice, and like really understanding how it can be harnessed, how it can be used effectively. And of course, honoring the debate that exists about its usage, right? But also saying, you know, no matter how you feel, it is something that is here and it's something that we need to navigate. And, you know, around the country, there are a lot of ways that technology is even being harnessed to serve children and families in ways that we had not imagined before. In our opening plenary on the threshold of change, they'll touch on that as well. But if you're a practitioner worried about all this technology stuff that's coming down the pipe, I think this is a great opportunity for you to get some hands-on information and experience with it.
Oh, that's good to hear. I think, again, in the world we live in these days, a lot of times people jump to the most scary part of it, which is, are we replacing, you know, human decision-making with computers? And there's a world of improvements between here and there. And I think that's where, that's why we have to talk about it. And that's why we need to all understand it so that as everyone goes home to their counties and states and these discussions are ongoing, that people are educated and not just, I mean, I think, I know a lot of people just want to put their head in the sand on this one and just hope to ride it out, but it's not going anywhere. And it is, you know, there's really great potential and also reason to be cautious. So that's a great, great topic. Well, we will be at the conference. We hope a lot of you are going to come join us in NACC. And if, again, if you're on the fence, I would say this is going to be a really special one and a beautiful location. If you could swing it, we hope you will get online and register. We will have in the show notes a link directly to registration. So we hope that you will join us. But since we have Shannon, we want to take this opportunity maybe to hear about some of the other exciting work that NACC is doing to connect all of you, our listeners, with some of the great work out there. So Shannon, maybe you can just tell us what's a little bit of what's on the horizon.
Sure. So obviously, as the training director, we're really excited about our training offerings. In addition to the Red Book training, we do custom trainings for various states. And so we're really excited about the opportunity to come into jurisdictions and really help train and make sure that the practitioners are really providing high quality legal representation. We've got a lot of work going on with our legal director and on the policy side. We have counsel for kids work. I would just say for someone who is in this area, right, when you talk about being a member of NACC, whether you are an organizational member, so we do have the opportunity for entire organizations with all of your attorneys to have an organizational membership, or whether you're getting an individual membership, you get so many benefits. We have a monthly 90-minute webinar. So every month you are, as a member, getting a free 90-minute training from leaders in the field on emerging issues, practice issues, just everything. We are really proud of the work that we have made available to everyone, in addition to what we've made available to our members. On our website, we have a race equity hub. We're very dedicated to looking at disproportionality and addressing it. And so we have free resources on our website related to that. Recently, we released a tip sheet on adding peer advocates to your legal representation model. And so a lot of people understand the need to have the voice of lived experience, but don't necessarily know how to get started and how to go from there, right? So we provide support in that area. We have a tip sheet again. We're doing so many things, right? Just
right.
Absolutely amazing things. And I would say, as a member, not you get training for free or certain trainings for discount. You get access to our, you know, website, the back office for members. It has all of our prior webinars for the last few years, mm-hmm. a number of free resources, but you also get a sense of community. I remember when I was still practicing in the field, the NACC listserv was a game changer and lifesaver for me so many times, to be able to just put a question out there and have practitioners across the nation just give you support, give you links to material, attachments. It's just absolutely phenomenal, the sense of community that we have among our members at NACC.
I would have to agree, as a 20 plus year member, I wouldn't skip a year. Those webinars alone are enough to justify the cost of being a member. So before we wrap up, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about the online conference, because you do have two different conferences that are available for people.
Yes. So if you are attending the conference in Salt Lake City, your registration to the virtual conference is included. So there's not a separate registration if you're going to Salt Lake City. But for those who may not be able to join us in Salt Lake City, September the 11th through 13th, we have our online conference. We started our online conference during the pandemic, and when people got back out and about, we decided to keep it because it allowed people who may not have been able to access the live conference to have access to this incredible material. It's the same theme, but entirely different sessions.
Excellent. And we will, as I mentioned before in our show notes, we'll have links for all of that. So another bonus, as in prior years, to if you come live, you also get all of like almost twice the material, which is amazing. So, well, Shannon, it has been a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you for sharing with us about the conference and some of the work of NACC. We appreciate your time today. And to our listeners, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. We hope to see you there. You've been listening to the Children's Law Podcast brought to you by True North Child Advocates. Please take a moment to subscribe and spread the word. Thank you.